What if I told you that the world around you is merely a reflection of your thoughts and expectations? That your life's trajectory isn't fixed, but exists as one of infinite possible alternatives that you can freely choose between? This is the revolutionary premise of reality transurfing, a philosophy that has quietly transformed millions of lives worldwide since its introduction by Russian quantum physicist Vadim Zeland in the early 2000s. While mainstream self-help approaches insist you must change yourself through rigid discipline and positive thinking, transurfing offers something radically different. A comprehensive model of reality that gives you the seemingly impossible ability to choose your destiny without fighting against the world. Embraced by celebrities like Jim Carrey and business leaders across Europe and Asia, transurfing has become a global phenomenon precisely because it works in ways traditional manifestation techniques don't. At the heart of transurfing lies the concept of the alternative space, an infinite information field containing every possible scenario of past, present, and future events. This isn't merely theoretical. It's a practical model explaining why some people seem blessed with perpetual good fortune, while others remain trapped in cycles of misfortune despite their best efforts. The alternative space contains countless lifelines, paths of existence with different qualities and circumstances. Each sector of this space holds different scripts, sequences of events, and scenery, external circumstances. The distance between sectors corresponds to how dramatically alternatives differ from each other. Your material reality, what you experience as life, represents just one actualized version from this infinite field of possibilities. Under certain conditions, your thought energy materializes specific sectors of the alternative space, making them your lived reality. This explains why two people facing identical circumstances can experience wildly different outcomes. They're literally creating different realities through their thought energy. What makes transurfing revolutionary is its assertion that you don't create your reality through struggle or force. Instead, you select it from what already exists in the alternative space. You're not fighting for happiness, you're simply choosing a different alternative reality more aligned with your desires. The implications are profound. Whatever you truly want already exists in some sector of the alternative space. Your task isn't to create it from nothing, but to align your energy parameters with that sector so it materializes in your experience. This explains why sometimes our greatest desires arrive unexpectedly when we've stopped obsessing over them. We've unconsciously aligned with the lifeline where they exist. Have you ever noticed how problems seem to multiply once they begin? How negative thoughts spiral into increasingly worse situations? This isn't coincidence, but the work of what Zeland calls pendulums, energy information structures created when groups think similarly. Pendulums function as autonomous entities that feed on human energy. They're not conscious beings, but energy structures that develop their own survival mechanisms. Political movements, religions, corporations, fashion trends, and even family dynamics can function as pendulums, capturing your energy and diverting you from your authentic path. These structures excel at extracting energy through emotional puppet strings like fear, guilt, anxiety, pride, and ambition. When you react emotionally to news headlines, feel obligated to follow social conventions, or worry about others' opinions, you're feeding pendulums your precious energy. Most disturbingly, pendulums feed equally well on both positive and negative emotions. Whether you love or hate something, your emotional investment fuels the pendulum associated with it. The media represents one of the most powerful pendulum mechanisms, broadcasting provocative content that attunes people's thoughts to specific frequencies. The spiral pattern is familiar. A catchy headline captures attention, details build emotional tension, and eventual release hooks viewers into the pendulum's frequency. This explains why focusing on problems often makes them worse. When you worry about poverty, illness, or conflict, you radiate energy at those frequencies, shifting to lifelines where these problems dominate. The stronger your desire to avoid something, the more likely you'll encounter it, a paradox that confounds conventional thinking but makes perfect sense within Transurfing's framework. The solution isn't fighting pendulums, which only feeds them more energy, but simply ignoring them. When confronted with a pendulum's provocation, whether a manipulative colleague, distressing news, or social pressure, acknowledge its existence without judgment, then calmly walk away. Like a bully deprived of reaction, the pendulum eventually loses interest when it can't extract energy from you. Have you ever wanted something so badly that it seemed to slip further away the harder you tried? This frustrating phenomenon occurs because of what Zelin calls excess potential, energy imbalances created when we attribute excessive importance to anything. When you desperately desire something, obsess over a goal, or place enormous significance on an outcome, you create an energetic disturbance that nature must neutralize. This activates balanced forces that work to eliminate the imbalance, often producing results opposite to your intention. This explains why the things we chase most desperately often elude us, while successes sometimes arrive when we've stopped trying so hard. Excess potential manifests in countless ways: perfectionism, superiority, inferiority, guilt, overvaluation, contempt, and vanity. Each creates energetic irregularities that balanced forces must correct. Even seemingly positive states like intense desire or perfectionism generate excess potential that ultimately sabotages progress. Money relationships provide a perfect example. Those who obsess over wealth, constantly worry about finances, or fear losing money create powerful excess potential. Balanced forces eliminate this disturbance by manifesting precisely what they fear: financial problems that perpetuate their struggle. Meanwhile, those who maintain a healthy, balanced relationship with money often find it flows to them more easily. The solution isn't suppressing emotions, but reducing the importance you attribute to situations. When facing critical circumstances, create a safety net or alternative solution rather than placing all importance on one outcome. Humor serves as an excellent tool for deflating importance without causing offense. Before seeking solutions to any problem, first reduce the importance associated with it. Maximum efficiency comes when attention shifts from self-importance and fixation on the end goal to simply enjoying the process itself. This releases the excess potential, allowing balanced forces to work in your favor rather than against you. Have you noticed how elderly people often reminisce about the good old days, feeling that life's vibrancy have faded? According to Transurfing, this isn't because perception dulls with age, but because people gradually shift to increasingly negative lifelines through their own discontent. This process, called the induced transition, explains how focusing on negative information actively deteriorates your experience of life. Each person creates their own reality layer within the common world, and complaints, dissatisfaction, and negative expectations actively transfer you to unfavorable lifelines where your worst fears materialize. The human psyche reacts more strongly to negative stimuli than positive ones, a survival mechanism from ancient times when fear and rage were crucial. This explains why we yield readily to gloom while joy passes quickly. Pendulums exploit this tendency, particularly through mass media, by presenting negative news in spiral patterns that capture and redirect your thought energy. This mechanism explains why those who constantly consume disaster news eventually experience disasters themselves. When someone fills their empty life with tabloid tragedies, they begin radiating energy at frequencies matching these events. Like a spectator who gradually becomes a player on the field, they transition from observer to participant, increasing their probability of becoming a victim. The same pattern applies to war, unemployment, epidemics, panic, and poverty. In each case, the spiral begins with subtle signals that activate subconscious fear. As people discuss their concerns, they feed the destructive pendulum. The tension spreads, further decreasing their effectiveness and accelerating the transition to the feared reality. The only defense is awareness, recognizing when you've been caught in a pendulum's game through negative reactions and pulling yourself out of this dreamlike state. The solution isn't actively avoiding negative information, which creates resistance, but intentionally ignoring it, expressing no interest whatsoever, and redirecting attention elsewhere. Rather than passively drifting or fighting against life's current, transurfing suggests becoming the person at the helm, moving in harmony with the flow while making smooth corrections to maintain course. The alternatives flow contains solutions to all problems, most of which are artificially created by the mind under pendulum's influence. Nature follows the principle of optimality, organizing alternatives along the path of least resistance. The mind, caught in pendulum's maze, wastes energy seeking complicated solutions to simple problems. The most effective approach is surprisingly simple. In accordance with the principle of harmonious movement, everything should be done by the easiest and simplest means possible. Life constantly sends us guiding signs that indicate possible turns in the alternatives flow. Unlike traditional omens, which work only if you believe in them, genuine guiding signs appear when we're about to shift to a qualitatively different lifeline. These signs attract our attention and create a subtle feeling that something has changed. When making decisions, listen to your soul's quiet guidance rather than the mind's loud reasoning. A reliable method for recognizing your inner truth. If you have to convince yourself and talk yourself into saying yes, then your soul is really saying no. When your soul says yes, you do not have to talk yourself round. The alternatives flow can free the mind from two overwhelming burdens, solving problems rationally and controlling everything. By shifting from control to observation, you'll discover that problems resolve themselves. Supposed obstacles aren't obstacles at all, and unexpected deviations from your script often bring unexpected gifts. Intention is what truly realizes our desires, not thoughts or wishes alone. It's the resoluteness in the decision to have and act, something beyond mere desire or decisiveness that's difficult to define precisely. While thoughts are just foam on the crest of intention's wave, intention unites desire with action. Unlike desire, which creates excess potential by focusing on goals, intention focuses on the process of achievement and dissipates energy through action. This explains why visualization often fails. We create excess potential through intense attachment to outcomes, fail to persist long enough for materialization, expect instant results, or scatter our energy across multiple unrelated goals. Transurfing distinguishes between inner and outer intention. Inner intention says, "I insist that," and actively pressures the world. While outer intention operates from the perspective, circumstances are such that, or it turns out that, choosing rather than changing reality. Inner intention strives directly toward the goal. Outer intention focuses on the process of its independent realization, treating the goal as already achieved. The difference is profound. You try to get something from life versus life freely gives you what you want. You fight for your place versus the world offers its embrace. You bang on a locked door versus the door opens before you. Inner intention repositions your material realization relative to alternative space, while outer intention shifts the alternative space itself. To harness outer intention, one must establish harmony between heart and mind in positive striving, eliminating negative thought. The heart and mind easily unite in negative expectation, which explains why fears often manifest. Reality continues like a dream to some degree, requiring waking up to control outer intention. True awareness comes from detached observation rather than control. Control should only invite desired scripts into your life by imagining exactly what you want. To reduce importance and activate outer intention, accept the possibility of failure at the outset, then simply move toward your goal without dwelling on outcomes. Our perception of reality works like a projector. pure light, objective reality, passes through a slide, our worldview, creating the image we see on screen, our perception. These personal slides act as filters, distorting reality through our accumulated biases, past experiences, cultural conditioning, and immediate concerns. Just as a colored lens changes everything we see through it, our mental slides transform our interpretation of every experience and interaction. While negative slides form unconsciously when we focus on unwanted aspects of ourselves, such as perceived inadequacies, past failures, or fears, we can consciously create positive slides by deliberately shifting attention to our strengths and desired qualities. This process requires creating a detailed mental image of yourself embodying specific desired attributes. For example, if you want to become more confident, visualize yourself walking into rooms with assured posture, speaking with conviction, and maintaining steady eye contact. This isn't self-deception, but conscious redirection of mental energy. The power of slide creation lies in its ability to bridge the gap between current reality and desired states. Eventually, outer intention fulfills the picture when your heart, emotional energy, and mind, mental focus, harmonize in perfect alignment. The slide becomes integrated into your personality through consistent practice and gradually dissolves once its mission is complete, much like scaffolding that's removed after a building is finished. Start with realistically achievable qualities rather than pursuing immediate perfection, perhaps beginning with being slightly more assertive before aiming for complete confidence. Importantly, never attempt to copy someone else's qualities wholesale. Your slide must be authentically yours, aligned with your core values and natural tendencies. Transurfing's visualization technique differs fundamentally from conventional manifestation methods. While most approaches focus exclusively on the end result, like visualizing already having achieved wealth or success, transurfing emphasizes visualizing the process of moving toward your goal. This includes imagining the steps, challenges, and growth involved. The distinction parallels the difference between desire and intention. Desire merely contemplates the goal, while intention actively drives movement toward it through sustained action and attention. When your goal exists on lifelines distant from your current position, you cannot directly attune your energy to those remote coordinates. The journey requires progressive transformation through what transurfing calls transfer chains, consecutive, interconnected stages that cannot be skipped or shortened. Like a winding river that must be navigated bend by bend, each link represents a distinct phase of development that builds upon the previous one. For instance, becoming a successful entrepreneur might require first mastering basic business skills, then developing leadership abilities, building a network, and finally creating innovative solutions, each stage building necessary foundation for the next. This methodical approach ensures sustainable transformation rather than temporary change. By focusing on the journey rather than just the destination, you create lasting shifts in your reality rather than fleeting glimpses of desired outcomes. Each person has a unique energetic essence with a corresponding lifeline in the alternative space that perfectly matches their frail soul frequency. When following this true path, obstacles are minimal and circumstances favorable, like using the right key for a lock. However, when influenced by pendulums, people choose goals that aren't their own, crowding around others' doorways while their souls watch helplessly. The greatest delusion is believing that happiness comes from overcoming obstacles on the wrong path. In reality, no happiness awaits at the end of someone else's lifeline. It's merely a mirage created by pendulums. Happiness isn't somewhere ahead. It's either in your current lifeline right now or not there at all. Your innermost goal must make life feel like a continuous holiday. Don't settle for vague desires like, I want to be rich and happy. Be specific. With a true goal and your own door, nothing can stop you. Start by asking what would bring you joy, not just temporary satisfaction. Focus on one main goal. Achieve it, and other desires will follow. Test potential goals by imagining you've already achieved them and checking your heart's reaction. Inner tension, an onerous feeling amid the mind's optimism, signals a foreign goal, while mere inhibition can be overcome. Don't make money your abstract goal. The heart needs concrete desires. Stop calculating means and let your mind process information while listening to your inner voice. If you constantly face obstacles pursuing your goal, you've either chosen a foreign goal or entered through a foreign door. Finding your true goal and door is life's most important task. Pendulums trap people in forced necessity, making life feel like a prison sentence where happiness always looms in the future, never in the present. When your goal aligns with your door, material prosperity follows naturally. The rigid stereotype of necessity robs people of pursuing their true passions. People waste lifetimes working for others while giving their souls mere crumbs of time. Products from the heart are extremely valuable, those solely from the mind less so. True masterpieces emerge from heart-mind union. Reality manifests in two complementary forms, the physical, tangible, and the metaphysical, beyond perception. Like standing before a mirror where you are the physical object and your reflection the metaphysical image, our world functions as a gigantic dual mirror. The physical universe reflects the intentions and thoughts of God and all living beings who embody Him. Just as Venetian mirrors were famous for adding gold to their amalgam to enhance reflections with warm tones, you can create your own amalgam for the dual mirror of reality. The layer of your world consists of countless reactions to yourself and everything around you. By consciously choosing a dominant formula, like "My world takes care of me," you can shape your reality's prevailing background. Each person creates their individual reality layer through their mental outlook, establishing certain weather conditions in their world. While reality is partly created through direct actions, thought forms are equally powerful, though less visibly so. Most problems originate from negative attitudes that create metaphysical messes requiring physical cleanup. We're caught in a closed feedback loop. Reality reflects our thought forms, which are then influenced by that reflection. The problem is that we focus obsessively on the mirror rather than the original image, ourselves. This mirror fixation explains why we actively manifest what we don't want. The mirror doesn't consider our preferences, it merely reproduces our mental content exactly. This principle applies universally. Hate fills your world with what you hate. Condemnation brings the condemned into your reality. Aversion attracts its object. Pessimism confirms itself. Self-dislike perpetuates, and even doubts materialize. The mirror operates by reflecting the content of your relationship to reality while ignoring its orientation, whether attraction or aversion. To manifest your desired reality, you must intentionally shape the corresponding mental image while ignoring the delayed reflection, only checking occasionally for signs of emerging reality. The secret lies in letting go of your grip on how reality should unfold. The human mind meets unexpected circumstances with hostility, trying to correct situations through objection and control. Like a kitten deceived by an ordinary mirror, we fall into the dual mirror's more sophisticated illusion, believing we can directly manipulate reality. Instead, keep your hands away from the mirror and allow the world to move. In most cases, no proactive action is necessary. Simply be flexible and go with what's happening. Release your grip and allow the world to move with the alternative's flow. Paradoxically, by abandoning control, you gain real control. To transform life from a subconscious into a conscious dream you control, understand this simple truth. In this world, there is you and there is the mirror. While your attention focuses on the reflection, you remain trapped inside the mirror, where everything happens independently of you. To escape, switch your attention from the reflection to the image. Once conscious that you stand before a mirror, you gain ability to shape reality according to mental images. having freed yourself from the illusion, redirect your thoughts from what you don't want to what you want. The mind typically objects when events don't match its script. Now it must be reversed. Every time your mind expresses dissatisfaction, quickly accept the change. Everything is going as it should. People prevent their own plans from being realized by insisting events follow predetermined scenarios. Create your desired goal image and simply place one foot before the other toward it. Adopt the maker's intention. Everything is going as it should, because that's what I've decided. By playing the target slide in your mind, you shape the ultimate picture of your intended world. Your third gift from the alternative space is the verdict that you have the right to be the maker of your own reality. The chosen ones chose themselves. Assert your right. I have chosen myself. This right isn't because you're worthy or capable, but because it's your birthright. Your entire life, you've been taught how to behave and what to strive for. Now claim your right to establish your own canons. When you deliver your own verdict, you can remain true to your own credo. Your verdict only has power when heart and mind are one. Anyone who fails to listen to the heart isn't making, they're making mistakes. The gatekeeper stands at the threshold to eternity, permitting access only to those bold enough to assert their right as maker. Your verdict is your entrance pass. I am capable and worthy because I have decided it is so. I do not want or hope, I intend. Claim your right and the gatekeeper will open the gates of eternity before you.